And what is the function of angels? Well, we'll not have time to tell the functions of all the angels, some that glorify God, others that are used in the government of the universe. But we'll mention two that concern man. One function of the angels is illumination, and the other function is that of being a guardian. First of all, illumination. An angel can illumine our mind in the way of truth and also infuse good ideals. We should not be surprised. Well, there is such a thing now, which seen from our psychological laboratories as extrasensory perception, in which, in the sensible order, there does seem to be the influence of one mind on another mind. Nothing material passing between the minds. A professor illumines the mind of his students unless he isn't a good professor. Some professors are not good, they're just textbooks wired for sound. But a really good professor does illumine his students. And then too, how very often, for example, there will be communication of person with person in a room, and no one else seems to be conscious except those two persons. Did he begin to popularize that idea? Across the crowd of a room. And I think, too, not only does an angel put good ideas into our heads, but I believe also that an angel sometimes, when we do wrong, stirs up our souls, causes a little bit of anxiety, worry, fear, so that if we're not going to God with the path of goodness, the angel will worry us until we throw ourselves back again to God. It is a pity that human beings who have angels, and every individual has an angel, it's a pity they're not more conscious. The fact that they could be much wiser if they pray to their angels. After all, aren't we much better always when we travel in society that's a little bit nobler than ourselves? Even the children, have you ever noticed? They will often say to their mother, "Mama, watch me as I do this." And then they always do it better. I play better tennis with a pro than I do with a duck. Why, you have a chance to move in a far better society than the Joneses. Why worry about keeping up with the Joneses? Keep up with the angels. And you'd be far wiser and happier. And then too, an angel is a guardian. Every person in the world has a guardian angel. Why? Well, because every individual is worth more than the entire universe. Our blessed Lord said, "What doth it profit a man if he gain the world? Lose his soul. Below us there are only species, and nature is careful not to preserve individuals. Just species. When you come to man, each one is of sovereign worth. God has given to each a guardian." Hence our Lord said, "The guardian angels of children." The angels of children always see the face of the Father in heaven. What is it that protects children when they fall out of second or third story window? One wonders honestly how a child ever gets to be a man. Think of the pots and pans they can pull off on themselves, all the harm that they can get into, and the fires they start. Good thing the good Lord has given them guardian angels. And parents ought to tell their children about the guardian angels. Pray to them in order that the children may be saved during the day. And then even in times of war, a Jewish soldier told me this story. During a battle, he was with four men in a trench. And it seems as if this particular shell that hit killed the four men. He alone was saved. He said he heard a voice saying to him, get out of this trench. He crawled on his stomach across the mud to another shell hole, and as he did, the shell exploded in the one that he left. In the second hole, the second time, he heard the voice, and he left that, and the shell exploded there, and that continued five times. Drew afterwards told me, the first time in my life, I began to feel the protection of God through an angel. He said, I've read about angels in the New Testament, but I never thought of them. And then flying. Some people are afraid to fly. You know, I think that's a terrible insult against God to be afraid to fly. Because people are practically saying to the good Lord, as long as I'm here on this earth, you can't touch me. I'm safe. So they are saying to the good Lord, you are a coward. You may be lurking behind one of those white clouds and you'll come out and stop the propeller and send me down to the earth. Every time, every day of my life, I always say a prayer to St. Raphael. He's mentioned in the Old Testament, as you know, as the one who traveled with Tobias. I pray every day to St. Raphael to guard me when I fly and when I travel. TWA, travel with angels. That commercial ought to get me a free trip to Newark sometime. And the good Lord has turned the beautiful side of the clouds to himself, and it's really wonderful to get up above the clouds and glorify God. We might do. Do it here on earth. And therefore, may I say to you, the reason we do not think of angels is because we do not think of God. Just as soon as we begin to think of God, or rather cease thinking of ourselves as tiny little gods, then we'll begin to believe in spirits that are wiser than ourselves, and instruct and guard us. There may be a public library around the corner from you, but you do not use it, and therefore are not wise. There may be uranium in your backyard, but you do not use a Geiger counter, and you are not wealthy. There may be a Bible on your shelf, but you're not reading it, and therefore lacking spiritual inspiration. And there are angels near you who guide you and protect you, did you but invoke them. It is not later than we think. It is a bigger world than we think. Stir your soul. Start a way, and you will discover it to be the way of an angel of God. Bye now, and God love you.